Father God, grant us peace which you alone can give.
Well, I'm sorry, Micah, sorry. There's a new computer thing out.
What?
There's a new computer thing out, everybody. Ooh.
What about Jesus?
Top priority.
Oh.
There's a new computer thing out, and you can plug it in. Oh, my God. I was talking to the guy that does our application, the Keith and the Girl app, you know? And he was like, you scheduled today's show in the middle of Steve Jobs' announcement about a new computer thing.
About the eye tampon.
The
iPad. What are we doing the show for?
It's already too late. I mean, I guess we already started, but it's breaking news. There's a new computer thing out, and you plug it in. It's going to do computer things.
Mm.
Ooh!
Well, I guess we just announced it for them.
This is very exciting.
Is it going to read a prayer? Is that what that thing does?
I heard somebody told me that it blows you. Listen to this. It collects your deposit and it uses it as its power source.
Mmm. Yours is going to be very powerful.
This is amazing. Can you play music on it? Doubt it. But it does everything else.
You're gonna have a lot of egg on your face when this is the best
when
thing
it's
ever.
An egg cracking machine and throwing machine.
On your face.
Right.
Oh, it's very exciting.
You put your face right here.
It's called the iPad. It's like the iPod, but bigger and inconvenient.
Will it fit in your pocket?
Oh, yeah.
It's almost 10 inches across. So that's pretty big. That doesn't fit into or diagonal, you know.
I've seen bigger.
Yeah, she has.
But it's not a computer. You don't download things. You look at books. You look at it's a big iPod. There's nothing convenient about that.
Oh, you mean an iMac?
Yes. It's
my friends already have one.
It's an iMac, but no, it doesn't work.
It's new.
Oh, that's the same type of iMac.
Oh, okay.
Does it have a keyboard?
No. That's the beauty of it.
It probably is a touch board.
Yeah,
right?
Touch screen, sure. Yeah. You can see pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you're on the subway and you really got to see a picture? Yeah. That's what this is for.
It's worth 1,000 words. You don't even have to read.
$700. I can see a picture on the subway.
But can it take a picture on the subway?
For what?
So that way when you're at home and you really want to see the subway while you're looking at a picture,
you
take a picture of yourself looking at a picture on the subway.
Version 2. You can take a picture.
2.0.
That'll be another $700. You don't need it for now. This is very exciting.
You could probably take a picture, then plug your camera into this thing with a cord, and then look at the picture that you took.
Everybody's so excited about this. It's not even out yet, by the way. This was the announcement. First of all these nerds knew, okay, there's going to be an iPad, this new computer. I got to see the announcement of what I already know, because I go to all the nerd blogs.
Yeah, I hate nerds.
And he said it. Oh, he said it. And this is, say it. He's going to say it, everybody. The iPad. He said it! Okay. He said it!
That's now, tomorrow. That's tomorrow.
When Moses went up on the mountain, we knew that we weren't going to be able to kill anymore.
Mm.
But when he came back with the tablets, it was just brilliant.
How old are you?
Yeah. But, plus, Chemda, he came back with the tablets. The tablet isn't actually, Steve Jobs doesn't have the tablet yet.
That's true. He's not handing
tablet
us the
PC.
Tablet.
That's a PC issue. Nice job, Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs. Gotcha, Mike.
I beat him. I don't have to be here.
You have nothing left to say, right, Mike?
All
right.
iTab.
Ah.
Well, of course, with us is Micah Fox. And uh-huh. Mike is with us again today. Hello, Mike.
Sorry.
That's
Micah
cool.
is with... Wait, it sounded like Micah's with us again today. I was like, no, Mike was. Mike was with us. Micah's with us. Okay. Micah.
Everybody calm down. I know you're excited about this computer and it's blowing your mind. Let's all relax a little bit.
Let's pray.
Let's say a prayer.
Father God, grant us peace which you alone can give. Remind us that your trust is unfailing. In your name, Christ Jesus. Amen.
I'm not joking, by the way. Doug is telling me that Steve Jobs opened up the presentation with pictures of Moses coming down with the Ten Commandments tablets.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Oh, seriously?
This isn't a joke.
This is really their leader.
To show that
I am your leader.
To show that this is a tablet.
Email me.
Tablets were always important.
Oh, my God.
From the days of Moses and religion.
I should do their PR work. Apparently, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he did
but
that.
But the thing is, the tablets are supposed to be unchanging, and you would expect a PC to have constant new information. That sounds like it's like, here's the oldest thing we can think of. We've replicated that.
I'm waiting for the iCarumba. I'm going to get that one.
Why is everybody doing my thing?
Mike created
you
jokes,
mean talking
everyone.
With words?
Yeah. Come on, guys. You know words are my thing.
The I don't give
I
a shit.
I saw this Groucho Marx movie and I was like, that hack! Doesn't he know that's Mike's bit?
He stole it from me 70 years in the past.
He also stole Mike's eyebrows.
I have big ones. I heard on this tablet you can also sacrifice your son on it and it the blood doesn't seep
it's,
anywhere.
It's easily wipeable.
Yeah. Comes with a club.
Oh, everybody's excited. I don't get it. Woo! Hey, we're going to get a new computer. Oh, Keith, wait for the blah, blah, blah expo. There's an expo every other month. You'll see. You'll thank me. I got to get a computer now. There's always there's always some kind of fucking deal. I need it now. Oh, you wait.
Can't
you,
I yeah. thank you now and then get it? Right.
Just wait
if
a
you
year
just wanna be thanked.
When this thing will be available for nothing because it's garbage, and then I'll tell you not to get anything else.
Right. Well, it's very exciting, everybody. In about a month or two, you get to stand in a long fucking line for no reason. Be the first to have this.
Be on the news looking like a jackass.
Like an idiot.
If you are, by the way, on the news looking like a jackass, we do have free buttons that we can send you.
Right.
KeithandTheGirl.com/free. Why not wear one?
You should go interview them like you did for Last Comic Standing.
I know. I love how yesterday you guys are saying, we didn't want to be seen on the Last Comic Standing line, but our buttons can be seen. That's
sure.
you guys.
Yeah.
Your fans are an extension of you.
The common dumbass.
The common...
Don't talk about us like that. We have our feelings easily hurt.
Hey, by the way, listen to this. Facebook.com/KeithandTheGirl. You know about that, Hunda?
I do. It's our fan page, and I will now be updating it and answering your emails.
Oh.
And Newsy right now is adding photos. So
I was going to say, only 4 photos when I checked it out, and they weren't even real photos.
Because I did not get on Facebook until today when Newsy got on Facebook for me.
Uh-huh.
He is one of our new interns. Thank you, Newsy.
Very exciting.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm.
Is that why you call him Newsy?
You know this means Facebook is done.
Right, of course, because now that I'm on it.
Nothing's
hip
when I jump on it.
And by the way, I say Newsy's updating it, but I will be answering all the questions if you're writing to us. So he's just helping me update the stuff.
First question, are you really going to be answering all the questions, Hemda?
Oh, shit, I didn't expect this one.
Yeah.
Newsy?
A Roman Catholic priest was arrested for stealing butter and a sofa cover from an Illinois Walmart. Speaking of the prayer.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
Wait, how do you... he stole butter that was already in a sofa cover or he used a sofa cover
Neither.
To steal the butter?
He stole butter.
Uh-huh.
And he stole a sofa cover.
Oh, I thought you said in also.
All right.
The Reverend Stephen Poole also switched the price tag on a memory foam mattress and pocketed a laptop power pack.
Wow.
Look at that.
You want to know, a memory foam mattress is still really expensive.
Huh? Take a couple.
No, he switched that with the butter label.
Right.
That's why he stole the butter, because it was so expensive.
In Poland.
I hate you.
You get mad that Mike makes you laugh?
I do. I really do.
Let's explore that. Why can't you just enjoy him?
I don't know. It's the same reason why I yell at everybody that I listen to Britney Spears sometimes. I feel like it's everybody's fault but mine.
Uh-huh. I am the Britney Spears of the comedy world.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I do want to share this story in Peruvia, in Lima. Peruvian doctors amputated the healthy leg of an 86-year-old man, then amputated the other leg when they realized their mistake.
That happens so much.
I think it does. It happens enough. I talked about it in my stand-up. I think the CD sue everybody. And
it would be appropriate, yes.
Yeah, I would hope so. They put an X. When I had knee surgery, they put an X on my knee. No, first they go, so what are we, the doctor, what are we working on today? And I'm like, no, you tell me.
I do my work in another place.
Yeah.
Right, and then they put an...
That should be the test for medical school. What are you doing today? Like, if you can't answer, just, I'm taking a test. All right, next question.
And some doctors, and I had a few surgeries, some doctors put an X on the knee that is being worked on, some put an X
some
on
put
what's not being worked on.
Some put a frowny face.
To be fair, there's probably a bunch of, like, there's doctors who are just, like, going down the line of rooms. There's, like, a guy in every room that needs a leg chopped off. He doesn't know which one. He's just like, which is it, left, right? Left, right. He's like,
right. But at the same time, he's holding a clipboard with the information that we filled out 50 times. We might have put down what leg it is.
Somebody put an X and he didn't understand what the X meant. I was shocked when I lifted the sheets and saw that they had taken his left leg, said the man's daughter. The ulcer was on his right leg, and they had to amputate that one to keep it from infecting, the infection from spreading. So now the man has no legs.
Well, now the infection's definitely not going to spread anywhere.
That's the
good
news.
Got nowhere to go.
Well, they got some
They should have taken his arms, too.
The doctors, plural, that were involved, they've been suspended. No worries.
They do have awesome robot legs today.
You know what? That's not even fair, because being suspended is the best part. You just get to stay at home, get to watch, you know, old episodes of 90210.
You enjoyed school, didn't you?
I loved missing school. Mm.
Is it with or without pay? That's the question.
It can't possibly be with pay. They're about to pay that guy a lot.
Suspended doesn't sound like fired, even.
No, it doesn't even sound like you're taking your medical license away.
Yeah. Just take a break. Calm down. You're a little out of control.
Maybe let the alcohol leave your system.
Right.
Write a 5,000 word report about why it was bad that you took the wrong leg. Right.
Bart Simpson it on the chalkboard. I will not take a wrong leg again.
Yeah, I had this one teacher. She told somebody got in trouble, and I think it was, I don't know if it was me also, but she's like, copy pages 10 through 15, I think it was, of some biblical thing. And we're copying it like morons. What am I learning?
Uh-huh. The Bible?
They have to copy the medical journal.
Right.
They have to copy their medical books down. The chapter on legs and not amputating them.
I despise them.
My left one makes an L, and they just do that over and over again.
It's going to be okay, because they've got the new eye legs coming out soon.
I'm excited about that. Ooh!
Announcement today.
Very exciting.
Well, didn't that guy with the fake legs win a marathon or some crap?
There are people who are not allowed to be in the Olympics because their fake legs are too good. They're better than real legs.
I think that's fair.
Because your fake legs don't get tired.
Yeah, and they're awesome, so why shouldn't everyone get
them?
Wait,
but where's this guy? Peru or some shit?
Yeah, Lima.
He's not getting good legs. He's getting, like, doll legs or something.
They tried to stick it on and just fool him.
They're putting him on one of those dog carts with the wheels.
Like, hey, my good leg isn't a real leg anymore. How? What's that? No, it's fine. You're confused.
The upside is you're a more attractive beggar.
Oh.
Hey, that happens in India, you guys. That wasn't a joke.
I don't get it. More attractive beggar.
You know, like in Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? No. Slumdog Millionaire.
Right.
That's the thing where they, like, blind them because then, like, they look really pathetic.
Right.
That kind of thing happens in India all the time. You want to make the kids really pathetic looking so people give you money. So this guy has got a leg up on the competition.
Or two legs down.
No, Micah wins that one.
How do the two of you even get to bed? You know what I mean? Mentioning Facebook, Newsy put the Sakaputa stand-up, the 15-minute stand-up thing I did on that. And I
on YouTube?
On Facebook. But it also, it's on YouTube now. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been on YouTube. It's been at on our website only. But for YouTube could only take up to 10 minutes. So we had to cut it in half. So we put it up in two parts. Part two has more views than part one.
And it's called part two.
Yes.
They want to see the end to see if the beginning is worth it. It's like going to the last page of the book.
Well, that's a weird way for Keith to start, but I like a comic getting right into it.
This is your stand-up, that is?
Yeah, it's in two parts, and part two is more attractive to people.
Well, I wonder, you know, when something's like more popular, then it gets more views, and people want to see the thing with more views.
But how did it start?
So it's like this cyclical thing.
It'll never end now, but how did it start?
My guess, and this is a real guess. Maybe something you said in the second part really captured some people's attention, and so they wanted to watch that part over again, and then people saw that it had like way more views. Or it could just have been one person who didn't quite understand a sentence and was like, "Wait, what?
Right.
Wait, what? Wait, what?"
I bet it's both.
Wait, what?
I bet it's both.
Who said this? Rob Perivonian. He said he feels bad for the comedian named Earthquake because he probably can't get booked on any benefit shows.
That's a great joke. Good for you, Rob.
Or other side of it, he might get booked on all of them. He just shows up. He's like, my name is on the door.
Right.
When do I go on? Apparently, at the
beginning. This benefits for me.
Yeah,
I'll take the money from here.
Yeah,
I tried playing poker the other day.
Yeah, I tried too.
I did okay. I got fourth, and they paid till third, and it bothers me because what do you think about this? For let's say this is a question to poker players. I was in the top three us in the top three.
You're at a table with four, with three other people, four total. Correct. You are in the top three of those four people by a long shot. The yes. top person has about 25,000. You have about 20,000. The third person has about 15,000.
Something like
the
that.
The fourth person has about $1,000. So what's the obvious thing?
Top three.
Looks like you guys are going to be the top three paid out people.
And that's who gets paid, the top three. Now, do I play like a pussy, and that's the word, quite frankly, just to wait until this guy gets out so we're guaranteed money, or do I still give up my all, playing good, obviously I've been playing good, and go against another guy and try to take his money, risking that I will be out of the tournament? But if I win, I can be first place, I can have a better lead.
I think my first thought is just get some money.
What are the?
That's what I would do. When I did your tournament, yeah. I waited it out until it was down to me and Victor, just so I could be guaranteed to like take some money home.
Right.
I think that's my first thing. But the second thing is, what if you do have something that's really good? Are you really just sitting out every single hand?
No, of course, play a great. If you get a great hand, you got to play that.
Was it a great hand?
It wasn't the cat's meow. It wasn't bad.
I would say you have to wait until something that. You know what? If I'm going to go all in on this, it's not because it could win.
You went all in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you dummy.
All right. Unless I would have won, right? Then it would have been brilliant. No,
but that's the other thing is you don't have to go all in with another player. You can just, hey, I have a good hand. Let me win a couple $1,000 on this.
You don't have to do anything. I have a saying. You take a big risk, you can get stuff. What I mean by that is like you're willing to, hey, I'm taking a risk here. I might get some good stuff back from that.
Hold on.
You should coin that.
Well,
you might want to phrase it a little better.
I think it fits.
What about, do you know anybody who has any other expressions like, if you take a big risk, you might lose everything?
I don't see where you're going with that one. You're taking a risk, but if you want a nice reward back, that's the kind of thing you got to do.
Yeah, gambling.
You got to gamble.
That's the definition, right?
Life, I have another saying. Life is like a gamble. You never know what you're going
to
get.
Well, when that happened to you, were you saying to yourself, damn, should have played... We just heard Newsy in the background laugh downstairs. I think he's on a lag.
Right. Go ahead, what were you saying?
But when... Obviously, you came in fourth place, which is just outside of getting any payment back.
Right.
When that happened, were you like, fuck, that was the wrong hand to play? That was not, I shouldn't have went all in with that hand and I knew it. Or, hey, that was what I was supposed to do as a poker player.
I would have done that anyway.
Then that's what you're doing.
All right. Done.
Life is a gamble, but sometimes you give away money for no reason.
I see that.
Yeah.
I see that on t-shirts.
Right.
Put that on a bumper sticker. Angie was playing, Angie the Strange, and she said she was playing for the Haitians. I don't know if that's true or just to make us feel bad, but when she lost, she called us all haters. But you know what? I want that to be today's poll. What do you think about that?
Oh, should you have...
Yeah, I want the poker players to say...
play it safe or not play it safe at that moment. Okay. Right.
By the way, ball busting.
Gambling guys, Joe, who's writing in?
Gambling Joe wasn't mean to me.
He's not mean. He's just a very aggressive, very good player, and I lose to him every single time.
I like
he's
that
the new Jeremy for me.
I like that better than ooh, is hell freezing over? Keith has chips. Like I've gotten first place before, asshole. Oh, what's going on? And then they get kicked out, and of course, you know, I attack them then. And I'll say, oh, did you just get taken to the super winner circle? Where'd you go? Come on, Keith, be nice. Come on, you said! Ah!
Gambling Joe's writing in. By the way, you can join our poker games. We have them at least three times a week. KeithandTheGirl.com/poker. It's just a $10 buy-in. Mm-hmm. Gambling Joe, who won $300 last night. Sorry, Keith, for the busto and Chemda. You definitely shouldn't play like a pussy. The hand you went out on wasn't terrible, and if you were double up on the hand, you would have a really good chance at first rather than just seeing third money.
All right, there you go. And he's a pro.
And he's a pro player.
So wait, let me ask you this. Gambling online is legal?
No.
All right, there you go. You know what else is illegal? Comedy. Comedy shows.
I don't think
some should be.
I'm just reading a book about the strike of the late 70s out in L.A. at the Comedy Store. It's Jessica book, I'm Dying Up Here.
Yeah?
They were trying to, yeah.
Are you titling your segment right now?
No, that's the name, that? Yeah. The name of the...
Should I read it?
You're reading, like, all the pages?
Yeah. I'm reading all the pages of the book.
Anything interesting in it, maybe?
This is my everyday. Oh, I heard this thing earlier today about that exact thing. Long pause, like, please invite me to elaborate.
Yeah, but you're supposed to endure that. We're not.
Right, well, I'm not dating him.
He never made me come.
No comment.
That's personal. Listen, listeners, I've made Chemda come plenty of times.
I was thinking this yesterday.
That I faked every orgasm with my counsel.
It was hitting.
Guys, we got a show to put on here.
Wait, you're missing the best part.
Continue.
I think he's heard that before, it sounds like. There's no seasoning for hot dogs. Have you ever thought about
What's ketchup and mustard?
No, that's a condiment.
That's a seasoning. A condiment is a seasoning.
Leave the wording to me and my lover over here.
Oh, okay.
Now, like, if you get, it does, it's a, right, it's a condiment. And also, you don't count it as, like, there's hamburger seasoning, there's pork seasoning, fish seasoning, you know, steak seasoning.
You stayed up all night about this, didn't you?
I'm like, think about it. This is my new thing. Once I figure out semi-matter, this is my next project.
Wait, have you looked at the ingredients of a hot dog?
You think it has, because it has everything
it's
in there.
It's delicious enough
it's
as it is.
It's already ground up in there. There's definitely salt and nitrites. Salt is technically a seasoning, so right off the bat, you're wrong.
But
if you're talking about an herb type thing, it might be in there.
No,
hot dog's a kind of a sausage, and a sausage is seasoned, is it not?
Is a sausage a hot dog's not a sausage.
It's in the sausage
it's
family.
It's in the sausage family.
If you paid for a sausage, you got a hot dog. You'd be like, all right, it's in the family. They go, it's in the family. They give you a bologna sandwich. It's in the family.
Right. No, but when you say, can I have a sausage, they ask you what kind. Yeah. I don't know that anyone has ever answered the hot dog kind. Right.
Right. Hot dog is a subset of sausage. So no, if you ask for a sausage, you're expecting one thing. A hot dog is another thing.
I go to an Italian restaurant.
Does everybody know we're at war?
Yeah, I go to an Italian restaurant. I'm going to get hot dog and eggs. Maybe a little hot dog and pepper hero. They're very different.
But they're still in the same.
Do you have hot dogs in the house?
We do.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Can we have someone go and check? Get the ingredients?
If they're... Oh, but... No, but he's talking about if you want to season your hot dog. You get to season everything else, right? I mean, there are hamburgers that come
steak
with
steak already has flavor. You know, burgers already have flavor. But you add a nice little rub on it. Nobody's making this.
Are you going to make it? TM.
Yes. Yes, I am.
All right.
And you can't have any.
A win-win?
What's the second win?
You know you want it, Micah, because when we were having the hot dog eating contest, Keith made this massive hot dog concoction, then threw it out, and Micah's like, so that's garbage. Went into the garbage and ate it.
I was so sad. That was the most delicious looking hot dog.
It was delicious.
Seasoned
Imagine
with all
seasoning.
Kinds of...
Yeah.
I think because mustard is a seasoning.
But you use mustard for hamburgers. You still season a hamburger.
Mustard's not a seasoning.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing, but I'm saying your point. Like people
if mustard were dry, it'd be a seasoning.
Yeah, but that's the mustard seed, and then that's the seasoning.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't go on a hot dog, so hot dog still doesn't have a seasoning.
If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, then you could season your hot dog with those.
Yeah, people are saying A1, Worcestershire sauce. These aren't the same thing. Teriyaki. We use these things for other things, and you use seasoning. There is no hot dog seasoning.
What did you think about Cole, who says bacon is the seasoning for hot dogs?
You put bacon on hamburgers. It's not the same thing.
Hamburger is the seasoning for hot dog.
That's what I'm saying. A little ground beef on your...
Wait, what about a bun?
Yes.
That's it. There it is.
All right, we solved it. Holy shit. Try to have a fucking idea and make a buck. You think Steve Jobs got shit like this?
Coming out, the new hot dog with bun. Stop the show. Hot dog with bun coming down from the mount.
It's called iBun. Hey, everybody's laughing in a silent way. Seriously, they're moving back from the microphone so you can't hear it. They're covering their mouths, but they're convulsing. Everybody. Except Micah.
She's heard all this.
She knows my eye bun routine.
Mike, I told you the eye bun bit is perfect. We don't need to go through this.
I need to bring it to the world.
Do it the way you did it at comics, not at September 23rd.
If it's, you know, thing like I want it, I do it, I treat it, I ate it, you ate it? I picture how's that end between you two? I 9 it, I 10, all right, go to bed.
I 11 it, shut up.
See, she had to have the last right.
I bun it.
What the fuck are you talking about? 7, 8, because 7, 8, 9. And 10, 11, 12? What? I don't know.
13's bad luck.
Just better safe than sorry. Gotta get it out.
I am 16 going on 17.
She's only 17. 18 in life, you got it.
99's and love for this is entertainment, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Buy their book.
Hey, speaking of music, Henda was listening to, what's that song? Money for Nothing, the Dire Straits song.
It was actually on the radio today on K-Rock. They play classic rock. And
is it K-Rock or it's different?
Not K-Rock. Anymore, I'm sorry. It's whatever rock station, 104.3. Right. And I was like, no fucking way. The second verse came up. And I immediately called Keith. Guess what we're talking about on the show today? It was faggot this, faggot that. Every sentence started with faggot. Look at them faggots. Them playing them drums. Yes.
Those were the original lyrics?
Yes. Listen. It was playing on the radio. No bleeps, no nothing.
I played. And then they ended up, and then I downloaded it.
But Keith was like, no way is this. And
yeah,
I said,
believe it.
I can't. It was the first faggot I heard was... I said, what am I hearing? What's going on? Hey, look at them faggots. I can't.
Are you sure you didn't have your window down?
I can't just be hearing faggot everywhere today. I'm like, let me listen more carefully. Faggots. Them got, just please play the song.
And so I downloaded it, and I didn't hear it. And then I did a little research, and they ended up taking that verse out. But the original is like 8 minutes long, over 8 minutes long.
That's because the beginning is a minute of, I want my MTV.
The original without exception. The original's 2 minutes. No joke. Of I want my MTV beginning.
Jesus.
Yeah. You'll remember this, of course. Comes in slow before the gay bashing begins.
Great, perfect pitch, P.S. That was dead on.
You see, that's right. Faggot's right in there.
Right, you hear it after you're told.
You gotta listen to it.
All right, so I'll fast forward a little bit.
This is research, Michael.
Which can be fun. Make an a cappella version of this.
Look at them yo-yos, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your checks for free.
I'll fast forward.
Custom kitchen delivery.
If it doesn't happen, you're in trouble.
It's it. I may have fast forward too much. Yeah. Okay, hold on. Here we go. Hey, there you go. know.
Yeah.
No way.
Look at those faggots.
You can really spot a faggot.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think, to be fair, it was just one faggot that they were talking about over and over again. Look at that little faggot.
Describing the song, the writer says the lead character in Money for Nothing is a guy who works in the hardware department in a television custom kitchen refrigerator microwave appliance store. He's singing the song. I wrote the song when I was actually in the store. I borrowed a bit of paper and started to write the song down in the store. I wanted to use a lot of the language that the real guy actually used when I heard him because it was more real.
That's what Hitler did.
He was in New York. He stopped by an appliance store in 2000. At the back of the store, they had a wall of TVs, which were tuned to MTV. He said there was a man working there dressed in a baseball cap, work boots, and a checkered shirt delivering boxes who was standing next to him watching. As they were standing there watching MTV, he remembers the man coming up with the classic lines, such as, "What are those Hawaiian noises? That ain't working," etc. He asked for a pen to write down some of the lines, and he eventually put those words to music.
He's the original Twitter.
Right. Yeah. But later on, I mean, those are the exact lines. Look at that. I should have learned guitar, learned to play the drums. What is that? Hawaiian noises, banging on the bongos like a chimpanzee. That's not working. That's the way you do it. Blah, blah, blah. He just wrote down what this guy said.
That's amazing. We were singing this, just bopping. I never understood. I never really thought about it. Microwave ovens, right. Custom kitchen, deliver. So he's just talking about what he does for a living.
He's saying, I'm a working man, and these homos.
Excuse me, what did you ask? Oh, yeah, we have some microwave ovens, and we have custom kitchens. We install. Look at them faggots.
I smell a Broadway play, the real life version of this guy. When I saw this video.
Isn't every play, look at them faggots? Huh? Yeah. Gay people on Broadway.
I'm the loves of faggots joke. It's just.
Well, it's Mike.
Yeah.
hold on.
When I saw that video originally, when it was airing, you know, for real, as a kid, I thought, I understood the point of the song, but I thought that it was a real person who worked in a warehouse who finally made it as a rock star. And that was his life story. He's like, look it, I did it. And now it's like that really depressing because it's like, I'm mocking this one jerk who didn't get what we do.
No, I think it's a guy that worked with him, right? So the guy that wrote the song is a guy that worked at the store.
It sounds like he was just at the store.
Oh, okay.
Shopping for something that cost $1 million.
He sounds it's an empathetic song. He gets where the guy is coming from.
He gets where the guy is coming from.
But mocking him as well.
Meanwhile, he's one of these homos. Being in the band himself.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Not working for a living.
Right.
The observations of the character included references to a musician banging on the bongos like a chimpanzee and a description of a singer as that little faggot with his earring in the makeup and lamenting that the artist got money for nothing and chicks for free. These lyrics were widely criticized as sexist, racist, and homophobic statements, and in some later releases of the song, the lyrics were edited for airplay. Faggot, for example, was often replaced with mother, little mother, he's a millionaire. When the song is included in rotation as part of the music feed played in stores or restaurants, faggot is usually turned backwards. Tagif?
Tagif.
Yeah. Oh, like ish when they do shit.
But I've never heard that kind of effect in that song.
The entire second verse was edited out for content and length for radio and video airplay and on the 7-inch single. The edited version is included in the compilation album Sultans of Swing, The Very Best of Dire Straits, and Money for Nothing. So, the title of a best of is Money for Nothing, and it's not the original song.
Wait, what was the original song title?
Well, it's Money for Nothing, but they made a best of list, and it's a best of album. It's called Money for Nothing, but the song is a different version. I just think that's interesting.
I love how this guy's complaining. He's like, he gets his chicks for free, and I have to spend hundreds of dollars on the women I have sex with.
I have to buy my money and then use that money to pay for chicks. Yeah.
He expressed mixed feelings on the controversy, the singer. I got an objection from the editor of a gay newspaper in London. He actually said it was below the belt. Apart from the fact that there are stupid gay people as well as stupid other people, it suggests that maybe you can't let it have so many meanings. You have to be direct. In fact, I'm still in two minds as to whether it's a good idea to write songs that aren't in the first person to take on other characters. Motley Crue bassist Nikki Sixx, in an interview with Blender magazine, also in that Heroin Diaries book he wrote, claimed that the song is actually about his band's excessive lifestyle and that he heard the clerks in the store were commenting on Motley Crue videos shown on the in-store television sets. How would you know that?
Yeah, how would you?
Quite frankly.
Well, maybe he hung out with the writer and he let him in on that.
Well, then he wouldn't have liked it. You know, I heard this guy didn't like Motley Crue.
The writer to the song?
To this song,
Like he kind of agreed, look at those faggots?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at those faggots.
But it is funny. He is bragging like, that's about us. We were the faggots. Definitely. Look at us.
Look at us faggots.
2000. What other faggots were there like this?
I don't know. We're the reason you buy a wall of TVs. That's something to brag about. They're sure. Motley Crue, goddammit.
It could have been. They could have gotten the information from the actual guy who recognized his own. That's what I said. I said that about Motley Crue. He could have.
I wonder if he would sue for royalties after this like story came out.
That, yeah.
He should do a one-man show of his life story. That's where the Broadway.
Oh, right, because there is a guy out there who wrote the song really by just talking at a TV.
But should be called "Look at Them Faggots." Look at those faggots that took me saying "Look at those faggots."
You don't think you'd be done after 5 minutes this one-man show? You think there's a lot of other points and those faggots on TV don't work?
Oh, also about how you should shoot Mexicans as they try and cross the border. That's probably how the next.
No matter which way they're going,
the faggots don't have to work, and the Mexicans are taking my job tonight at 8:00. A Georgia woman is in jail after police say she forced her son to kill his pet hamster with a hammer as punishment for bad grades. This is how the new Freddy Krueger starts, I think. You realize what made him a mess.
What?
Yeah. Bad grades again? Kill your hamster.
All day she was probably like, how are we going to get rid of this hamster?
And this hammer.
Waiting for something.
And how do I go to jail?
So she's going to jail?
The sheriff of...
Maybe it was like Woodshop, which is what he got a bad grade in. He needed to practice his hammer. She's like, you're going to do your homework on this hamster. Hammerster.
The sheriff of the town saying that the boy was 12 years old. He told the teacher about the killing. The teacher reported it to Division of Family and Child Services. The mom, 38 years old, faces one charge each of animal cruelty, child cruelty, and battery. The sheriff's office said she remained in the jail until early Friday. It was not immediately known if she had a lawyer. So this was last week. This is very close to Atlanta.
What's the battery? One of child battery and animal battery, or just a third battery charge?
Child cruelty.
Right. Said there was animal cruelty, child cruelty, and then you
the
said
actual
battery.
Act of battering the thing.
Of the animal.
Yeah.
What's the difference between that and the animal cruelty?
Sometimes I think that. When it's like rape and distress, it's like, come on, just rape.
Right. Rape is inclusive in distress, like seasonings are inclusive in a hot dog.
Well, she almost got to.
They wanna get him for as much as possible. They're like, we're gonna put this woman away for 2 years, not just 1 year.
Right,
suspended sentence.
Yes, yeah, because an adopted family will certainly lead this kid to a better upbringing.
That's something. I'd keep an eye on this kid, even if it's not his fault. I'd lock him up now.
What if he didn't want to do it? Like he didn't. His chores are now to kill the hamster. According to the kid from yesterday, you kill your mom when you don't want to do your chores.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's killing his mom and stepdad. And also, kids who kill animals grow up to be serial killers.
But only if this kid grows up, he needs his mom to tell him to be a serial killer.
That's true.
That's like the movie Psycho. This is how that started.
I actually never saw Psycho.
Me neither. How does it go?
But wouldn't you assume?
There's something about him being his mom. I don't know.
Spoilers.
I don't want to ruin the movie for me and us.
I think he's his mom. Next movie.
Darth Vader, he's also his mom.
This is very disturbing. In 2003, a survey of female veterans, people in the military, found that...
That took a whole year? Hey-o!
Found that 30% of women said they were raped in the military. A 2004 study of veterans who were seeking help for post-traumatic stress disorder found that 71% of the women said they were sexually assaulted or raped while serving. Oof. And a 1995 study of female veterans of the Gulf and earlier wars found that 90% had been sexually harassed.
Sexually harassed is, I think probably 100% of women
were sexually
harassed. I was
going to say, there's an ugly 10%. That just somehow was like, why not me?
No, see, I think the 10% are women who don't know what sexual harassment means. Sexual harassment is, hey, baby, you can consider on the books, that's sexual harassment. You know,
it's subjective. So if you don't have a problem with it, then technically I don't think it's harassment.
Yeah, but when I'm saluting, you know, someone in higher ranking and walking around all proud that I volunteered for this, I don't want somebody
nice
to
nice ass, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
You're saying he shouldn't be showing you how he's saluting.
Yes, thank you.
With his penis.
Yeah, you're right. 10% wanted it.
That's right. With his penis.
10%. Yeah. If you start the flirting, they're like, "Well, I was gonna harass you, but seeing as how you're not wearing underwear, you're going commando. I'm out of here."
What the fuck is this? This is a serious issue about rape in the military, Micah. I think
she said she's out of here.
Oh, she's actually still here. She didn't go anywhere.
So one third of people, of women going overseas are raped. I wouldn't want my daughter in the military.
One third are admitting it.
Wait, they're getting raped by other military people?
Yes,
or just
probably. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, here's the thing too. Like the statistics about rape in America aren't they? Isn't like 1 in 4 women will be sexually assaulted in her lifetime as well? So it's not actually that much higher.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Oh. Well, still, you know what? It's
still don't go overseas for that.
You think there were rules in the military?
Yeah, what family's for.
I would like to think you had better people in the military. I would like to, you know. And there's when you get raped, you don't keep seeing your rapist every day. You don't work for your rapist. You don't have to show up on time for your rapist.
No, you just think he's lurking in every bush while you're walking down the street.
There's a big difference. I think
most rape is actually, I think there's more acquaintance and date rape and by rape by people that you know than...
And you're going to keep seeing that
than
person?
Than stranger rape.
If you're of age, you're going to keep seeing this person?
Yeah, lots of women do get dressed up the night they get raped.
If they're your
dad,
definitely.
They put on makeup,
definitely.
You know, for that night and the whole thing.
I don't understand.
Like, date rape is the most common form of rape. And so that girl, like, got dressed up, was probably excited about seeing this guy and the whole thing. And
Noah
went,
and after you saying, do you keep dating? Right. She's not saying you're going to keep dating this person, but they might be in your circle of friends. They might be an office coworker. They might be already in your life. Not everybody dates outside of their situation already. So a high percentage of women who get raped might, yes, see their rapist again.
Also, there are women who don't know, who wouldn't call it rape, but when they are asked questions, like in these, like some of these surveys, I'm like, hey, have you ever had sex when you didn't really want to? And they're like, yeah, of course. And then they're like, well, were you ever raped? And like, no, of course not. Like, I just, you know, he just held me down, and that's how it goes, you know?
Right. It is a pretty shameful thing. Shameful feeling thing.
Well, something dumb has it figured out from Massachusetts. These girls are in the army. They have a gun. Done. They start shooting them. And explain that. The BBC recently reported on The Lonely Soldier, The Private War of Women Serving in Iraq by Helen Benedict. This book examines the extreme difficulties female soldiers have in serving abroad. Benedict interviewed several women in the military to get a deeper understanding of the issue, and some of the stories were real eye-openers. One Army specialist said, everybody's supposed to have a battle buddy in the Army, and females are supposed to have one to go to the latrines with or to the showers. That's so you don't get raped by one of the men in your own, on your own side. But because I was the only female there, I didn't have a battle buddy. My battle buddy was my gun and my knife. So you're going to the bathroom, cocked and loaded. You're in the bathroom with a knife in your hand.
You're fighting the enemy on
your
side.
You're supposed to be on the same team. Yeah. They're supposed to be raping the enemy, not you.
If anybody.
No, the enemy. These people are going to rape. Let's just rape them in the right direction.
Another study concluded that 90% of all women serving are sexually harassed. Another one estimates that 90% of all the rapes do not get reported. Despite supposedly easier ways to report the crime with confidentiality since 2005, either way, this appears to be an epidemic that needs to be dealt with.
That's always weird. Like, some people have jokes like about this, but it's a good question of, like, how do you estimate unreported rapes? Like, oh, we watched a lot of rapes happen, and they didn't get reported. Like,
right, 90, did you just say 90% of rapes don't get reported?
That's
their estimate. Are the guys saying they raped someone? And
guys are like, maybe I raped a couple people.
Well, maybe they do a study. And they say, have you been raped? Have you reported it? Maybe 90% of people are saying, I have been raped. I haven't reported it.
Like an official report.
Right, okay. But I'm not putting my name on anything. I'm not even calling in.
Okay.
An online discussion from a former soldier whose identity is being protected said, at least a rape ends. This is what I was saying. It's the day-to-day degradation that eats of you. None of my friends who were raped on active duty reported it, or if we tried, we were told to shut up for morale. Working with your rapist on a daily basis isn't a lot of fun, believe me.
Oh,
I believe.
God.
I definitely believe it.
My God, that's really nauseating.
How the military is dealing with this appears to demonstrate a pattern of sweeping it under the rug. In 2008, 62% of those that were convicted of sexual assault or rape received very lenient punishments, such as demotion, suspension, or written reprimand.
I feel like it's because they're saying, hey, look, these boys are already dealing with enough. They're being punished daily by being attacked by their enemy or by, you know, serving their country. And that's why they're getting away with it.
You know, it's probably like, hey, guys, it's either this or the draft. We can't just get rid of all of our soldiers.
Yeah, and we can't make it sound like sign up to get raped.
If I were raped and I were a woman and they told me to just shut up about it, I think I would shoot the person that raped me. Like, I think... I don't see why that doesn't happen a lot.
Yeah, but why do you need that? On top of being raped, you just killed someone. That's not.
Oh, just shoot him in the leg. Shoot him some, like, you know, get rid of him.
I'd extra rape you.
Well, you don't have a leg anymore.
You know what, though? These women already have a hard enough time proving themselves. They don't want to seem like a whiny cry baby. Right. They don't want to have that reputation that's already followed them in. And then if they do take some sort of action, they're probably more disposable than a man in the military. Women aren't particular, like...
You're saying it's a good way out of the army.
Yeah.
But I can rape with just one leg. You know the drummer to...
Def Leppard.
Def Leppard had one arm. He beat the shit out of his wife constantly.
Really?
Look at that faggot.
This problem is not confined to the U.S. military either. This abuse is rampant among private defense contractors overseas as well, as recently highlighted by the recent press about Jamie Lee Jones. Ms. Jones was in Iraq in 2005 when seven Halliburton/KBR employees drugged and brutally gang-raped her. Her injuries were so extensive that she had lacerations on her vagina and her anus.
Didn't they keep her trapped?
Her breast implants were ruptured and her pectoral muscles torn. The response of KBR was to lock her in a shipping container with only a bed and to deny her food, water, and medical treatment. The rape kit that was taken after she regained consciousness was mysteriously lost.
What? You don't even need a rape kit. What about the lacerations? Is the rape kit just to, like, get the semen to prove who did it?
I guess.
It's for a lot of things, including that.
But, like, it looks like she has a lot of permanent evidence of this.
This crime eventually led to an amendment being added to the Defense Appropriations Bill by Senator Al Franken. This is amazing. This would require defense contractors to allow their employees access to U.S. courts in case of rape or sexual assault, regardless of where they are stationed.
This has been called the Stop Raping Everybody Amendment.
It's amazing. 30 Republican senators voted against this amendment. There's a little something from John Stewart the other day.
How do you not call yourself a rapist voting against this?
It's amazing.
You are a rapist then.
Former Saturday Night Live alumni Al Franken is now the junior senator from the great state of Minnesota. Slowly but surely, he's been acclimating himself with the mysterious ways of that great deliberative body. His first Supreme Court confirmation hearing, his first joint session address by the commander-in-chief, his first wedgie in the Senate locker room, and of course, his first legislative amendment.
Senator Al Franken proposing the Pentagon shouldn't hire contractors that make their employees agree in advance not to sue if they're raped by coworkers.
Seems like a bit of a slam dunk. Guess you want to start slowly there. How is that a loophole that needs closing?
Franken added the amendment because KBR, an employee here, a 19-year-old woman, was allegedly gang raped by a bunch of KBR workers in Iraq, then locked in a crate when she tried to report them. When finally she was freed and returned safely to the United States, she was told she could not sue KBR because of her contract fine print.
The old, it's okay if you get raped clause in government contracts. Got us again. Boy, I wish I had been at that contract signing. Here it is. It is your overseas transfer papers right here, inoculation verification, rape consent form, and your 1099. I'm sorry, what was the one in between the 1099 standard form? And asking me that question is considered consent. Welcome aboard. If ever there was a time for the unanimous passing of an amendment, the Franken Anti-Government Contractor Rape Liability Bill would seem to be that.
The final vote on the Franken Amendment was 68-30. All nay votes on the amendment came from Republicans.
I understand that we're a divided country. Some disagreements on health care. How is anyone against this?
The Congress should not be involved in writing or rewriting private contracts. That's just not how we should handle matters in the United States Senate.
No, that's exactly how you should handle matters in the United States Senate. What are you saying? It's not the government's business to decide who the government does business with. That's entirely your job. Go on.
Instead of eliminating arbitration, we should probably be looking for ways to utilize mediation and arbitration more in these kind of disputes.
These kind of disputes? It's the best euphemism you can come up with for gang rape? I suppose Jeffrey Dahmer was involved in dinner time arguments. It's gang rape!
Isn't it weird to hear laughter?
These types of kerfuffles, you know.
What happened in the days when we take torches to the government?
This is bizarre. What are we supposed to do about this? You
know, nuclear wars.
I always, the first thing is always like, wow, that's fucked up. That shouldn't happen. And then you go, pasta, anyone? What am I doing about this?
They're so far away.
My jaw drops, and then I go, now what?
Now put some pasta in your jaw.
So wait, I want to make sure I'm getting this. They want to keep different contractors. They want to be able to sue them if somebody gets raped, right? And right now they have an anti-sue clause.
They want to be able to go to the court that everybody else gets to go to if you're raped.
But to sue the company, not the individuals.
Yes.
Either, right.
Yeah, you can't sue anybody who rapes you.
You can't even sue the individuals.
Correct.
What are you suing them for?
It's like they have like an arbitration system set up where like you can file hey, here's my I got raped and I'd like to talk about it papers. That's all you can do.
And people had the balls to go, here's my name, and I say it's fine.
I can't believe they thought far enough ahead to have a clause like that in their contract to begin with.
That's
like
what I'm
rape
thinking.
Is going to happen for sure. We better protect our butt so in case somebody else doesn't have their butt protected.
It's not all about rape. It's about they can't sue for anything. Like, I don't think it specifically said rape in the contract. Like, it's just like, you can't sue these people no matter what.
But what about, like, workman's comp? Don't we legally have a right if you get injured on the job just for any reason to...
Not overseas under these, like, government working situations.
But when you say, you're almost saying something in their defense, when you say, you know, I don't think it says... specifically rape. Well, we're making a bill that says specifically rape.
Right.
And 30 Republicans are saying, well, I don't agree with that.
Right.
That's insane.
Let's not say specifically rape. They said you can't sue for anything. We shouldn't amend it to...
And by the way, everybody didn't show up to vote.
Yeah, there's two absent.
What?
68 to 30.
Yeah. So two people said either what's the point? Or
the other guys will take care of it.
Yeah, it's not that important.
Like, that is a slam dunk. That's like a vote you can have on your record proudly. That's like one you know, as opposed to ones, am I going to get in trouble for this or not? Like, this is one you're like, no, I was definitely in support of that no raping one, you know? Just line that one up on the list of things you got done that year.
I thought they said 30. Somebody's telling me 37 Republicans
voted
against it.
They were out raping. They're like, I can't, I'm raping. Can't make it to the rape.
Talks. Amazing. Oh, Wells.
Are you making pasta later? Is that what you said?
It's so weird. It's so sick.
It's really bizarre.
Totally different. This will cheer you up. A Weight Watchers group gathered for a routine weigh-in.
Rape is going to happen here at all.
They got an idea of how far they still had to go because the floor underneath them collapsed.
This is awesome.
You can't... This just can't be... Real.
We suddenly heard a huge thud. We almost thought it was an earthquake and everything flew up in the air.
Everything flew up in the air.
The floor collapsed in one corner of the room and along the walls.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Now we have to find a new location.
Oh God.
Were people hurt?
No.
They didn't say, so I guess not. They don't feel things.
Did they all just bounce back up to the...
Oh God.
Flubber.
I read that they did continue the meeting. They saved the scale from falling through the floor, and they weighed.
Were they all getting on the scale at the same time?
In the hall, they were all on the floor at the same time.
How big are they? Come on, it's
big.
Because
you have a long way to go.
You don't have to. I've seen people who are on Weight Watchers. They sometimes just have to lose 10, 20 pounds. You know, a lot of women are on Weight Watchers that are just kind of a decent size. It was 300 pounds and over a day? What is that?
This is the worst publicity for Weight Watchers of all time. Because people are supposed to be getting lighter as they go. So if it held them 1 week and then didn't hold them the next week.
Maybe this could have been the first week for all of these people.
Right, for everybody.
It's like new fat people meeting time. You know, come on in.
Free weigh-ins. Yeah. Everybody get in.
They should hold all Weight Watchers meetings on the ground. Just let the weight of the earth protect them from falling through.
What an awful, awful joke.
What, me?
No. Or no, them. I'm sorry.
I was like,
Micah,
wait, Mike?
How
wait, Mike didn't just
dare
say something.
You?
No. Are you sure Mike didn't say anything? So
no, how was your Weight Watchers meeting today?
Oh, I don't want to talk about it.
Well, how about motivating? That's the most motivating speech anyone could ever give at a Weight Watchers.
I think if fat was motivating these people... Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes people don't realize how fat they've gotten. You know, they live a sedentary...
When you have to walk sideways in the door.
Yeah, but it's like, oh, well, I'm just full right now. As soon as I, you know...
Yeah, all the...
Digest or whatever.
All the...
But that thing sneaks up on you.
As soon as I take this shit.
You know, it sneaks up on you. At first, they're not sideways. At first, they're diagonally going through the door, you know, like...
And then you get used to that. No, I feel you. It does sneak up on you.
It sneaks up. until the ground breaks from under you. Because people will be like, I shrunk my clothes. People can be very delusional.
That's true. But also, they can say, hey, the guy next to me was really big.
Right.
I bet that the scales aren't the same, using the same measurements anymore.
Do you think they're going to, like, tag these people for, like, non-elevator use for the next month?
Oh, God.
Listen.
That's the reason why it's, you know, 6 people or 2,000 pounds on the elevator.
It's going to say one at a time.
That is ridiculous.
Let's take the stairs.
You know,
Let's take the slide. Fuck the stairs.
I was reading there was a fat person who complained that it said 2,000 pounds on the elevator because whenever they get into an elevator, everyone looks at them. And I'm like, you're the reason they have the sign.
What do you want us to pretend like...
We're guessing our risk. We're gauging the risk here.
We didn't do it.
I think now all Weight Watchers meetings are going to be outside, just a banner across two trees. Weight Watchers meeting here.
Oh, goodness.
On the earth. Pig. You freak.
The ground opens up and
even if they do that, there'll be some sinkhole.
Yeah. Oh.
Talk show queen... It says Chelsea Handler.
Oh, I thought you were going to be Oprah.
I was thinking anybody but Chelsea Handler.
Is slowing things down romantically with her boyfriend of 4 years.
What?
Who just happens to also be her boss. Handler and Ted Harbert, who is president and CEO of Comcast, are no longer residing together. And E! Rep tells Us Magazine. That's very important. Comcast owns E!, which is the network Chelsea lately airs on. Ted has nothing but the highest regard for Chelsea, both personally and professionally, the rep said. True or false?
True. Of course the rep said that.
That is true.
And I feel like all the stuff about making sure that we know that she's dating her boss is going, see, that's why she has a show.
You know what? She met during their dating, he had something to do with those negotiations of her talk show and owning other shows. She has a big stake in E!, and I forget the ridiculous amount of millions that she ended up making. There is something to it. There really is something to it. I mean, he negotiated on her behalf a little extra. And by negotiate, I mean he's the president.
Yeah, but I always hate to be like, see, it's only because of this. Because
I agree. She was already successful enough. I agree.
And people find her funny and people like her show and people find her entertaining. And also, this entire industry has to do with networking. And yes, end up like sleeping with people. But it is a networking business. Somebody does have to be on your side and say, go ahead.
How did you get on this show, Chemda?
She fucked me. It's interesting, isn't it?
How did you get on this show, Mike?
Chemda saw me at a comedy club and invited me to be
to
on
the bathroom
today.
Oh, I drove you here.
Chelsea, my personal chauffeur. I'm dating my personal chauffeur, everybody.
Guess how old Chelsea Handler is?
32.
52.
42.
32.
Is she?
34, excuse me. 34. Doesn't she look much older?
She
looks like somebody who looks good for being older.
That's
like,
what I said.
She's like the kind of person like be like, she's 40? She doesn't look 40.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, because she's very pretty, but she does have age in her face. I'm the same age as her.
She's lived a life. Those aren't just jokes. Those vodka jokes she tells. She's lived a life. That's what I think.
I read her book. It's good stuff.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Are you there, vodka? It's me, Chelsea.
Do you think in the breakup, like what she won was them calling her the queen of talk shows? like that was part of the contract? Because I'm sitting there racking my brain, like, still, I'm not over it. I'm like, if I had guessed for 1 million years with 100 monkeys, I would have never picked her name.
You should go 100 years with 1 million monkeys.
All right. I wonder if that happens in the house, too.
Why Mike, did that make...
Mikey goes, okay. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's better. He's got to get it out. It's better safe than sorry.
Right.
What if you pass a gem up?
Oh, good. You guys were laughing like what he said was funny, but you were laughing at my predicament. I get it.
You guys can work it out later.
Yeah, don't drag me into your hell. By the way, so Chelsea Handler, 34. The dude was 55.
So?
20-year age difference. That's a lot. That's all.
Not in entertainment.
No? 20
no
years?
Way.
Yeah, Micah and I are 20 years apart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In dog years?
Yeah,
wait,
we're actually 140 years apart.
Oh my God.
Wait, are you really 10 years apart?
No, they're not.
No.
That says dumb.
What's the age difference?
3 years.
Fuck you.
Oh, Henda.
No, we're telling the truth now.
Yeah, seriously, guys.
Seriously, 3 years.
Can you believe it? I'm 21.
She didn't talk about the relationship much on the show, except vaguely referring to him as her live-in lover. Handler supposedly is the one who did the breaking up, if you're curious.
And you're welcome.
I bet she won that, too. She's like, right, and I get to say, I dumped you, because I'm the star, and it'll look better.
And who's going to believe it the other way around?
You can't.
That
come
was
up
in
with,
the contract. Yeah. Who's going to believe it the other way around?
Right.
You can come up, if you want, you should come up with your own nicknames all the time. Like, that's what I just read Lisa Lampanelli's book, too, and that's what she did. The Lovable Queen of Mean. She came up with it, gave it to somebody, they wrote it in a newspaper, and now she uses it as a quote all the time.
Stern came up with King of All Media.
Yeah, but, and I was just going to mention that, but in Stern's case, they always say the self-proclaimed King of All Media, and then you run the risk of always having the title, including right before, self-proclaimed.
You got to be careful. You got to be sly about it. Like, I did this thing once, somebody interviewed me, and they were like, hey, who do you like as a comedian? And I was like, I like Mitch Hedberg and Stephen Wright, and, I definitely, like, have some one-liners, and they have some inspired by the kind of thing that they do. And then, so then, in the thing, they just wrote, like, some have compared him to Stephen Wright and Mitch Hedberg.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, wow. I didn't tell him to do it.
You should have been like Gandhi, Jesus.
Yeah, I do comedy just like Gandhi and Jesus. Those guys are killers.
This is very exciting. It's not as exciting as the iPad, but it's very exciting. Anderson Cooper is going to move into a firehouse. Can you imagine if that was your house?
As if he wasn't already flaming.
Hello.
Hello.
I knew there was something obvious there.
He bought the firehouse, and he's like, where are they at? It's like, no, it's your house now. Yeah. Like, no, I'm
looking
for...
He's a fireman.
I bought this for the fireman. Globetrotting newsman Anderson Cooper... Is that what they call it? Globetrotting?
Self-proclaimed globetrotting newsman.
Yeah. That's they updated that in that Money for Nothing. Look at that globetrotter. That's the way you do it.
Anderson Cooper.
He will soon be able to cool his heels in an old Greenwich Village firehouse, complete with brass fire poles that he's turning into a new home. The century-old building on West 3rd Street was nominated this week for a spot on the National Register of Historical Places, a status that Cooper can use for a slew of tax breaks if his renovations maintain the fireplace's historic facade. So he's going to have to keep all the poles and all the fireman stuff.
Oh, he wants them.
He wants them.
Oh, wait, he really bought this as a house?
Yeah, $4.3 million.
That sounds neat. I want to be friends with Anderson Cooper now.
Well, it's West 3rd. It's
let's
not
see
far.
If we can get a poker party going over there. he tells the truth for a living. He'd be great to play.
You think it'd be easy to figure out. Yeah. He wouldn't lie to you.
Yeah. This he'd be just... like, I have a king, a jack, an eight, and a two. Back to you. That's not enough cards.
Yeah. What's your fifth card, Cooper?
I will never tell. Back to you in 5 minutes.
I will take one.
You remember my horrible movie, of course. Horror movie, I mean. She's Crushed?
Yes. You were the star.
I saw it.
We saw it together, no?
Did you see it again since? It's the latest edit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm in it.
Good job.
Yes.
You were awesome.
Thank you very much.
Wait, what's awesome. This?
What'd you do?
So he was in a horror movie, a low-budget horror movie.
Like a feature-length thing?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's called She's Crushed, available now. Well, available for pre-sale now.
It's available for pre-sale, right?
Yeah.
And remember that somebody reviewed it?
Yeah,
we read a review some time ago and how horrible they said it was?
Yeah.
They really shat all over it?
And we read it on the show.
Right. Well, I said, he didn't review me. I'm on the cover. I'm third billed.
He should have sent him an email. Yeah. Like
I was crushed.
You
asked
everybody else, how good did I do?
Right.
How good was I?
Well, people asked, how good was Keith? And the reviewer, I just saw this now, wrote back. This was back in December 3rd. So right away, people asked him and he said, and here's what he said. And he shat all over this movie. Well, listen to this.
He added an amendment.
Loved Keith Malley. However, I totally neglected to mention him, and the blame solely lies with me. I wrote it up. I sent it out. Then a couple of days later, it dawned on me, wait a minute. The main character's name is Ray. Wait a minute. I wanted to say something about that jerk friend of Ray's. And by then, it was too late. My bad, Keith.
Wow.
So the character is a jerk?
Doesn't matter. I'm an asshole. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
But he loved you.
He loved me. Hated the movie, loved me.
That's got to be your next quote on your DVD album. Yeah,
I got to watch what I say, right? They just copy it and say it.
Maybe it's for your DVD. It's like, hate the movie, love Keith. What?
If you hate this, you'll love this.
Right. And I'd be like, but it's my stand-up. Right.
We only watch the second half over and over again. So.
Oh, and let me announce this before we get out of here. Very exciting. Very exciting news.
Computer.
Ready for this?
Computer.
No, it's not the computer.
iComputer.
Yes, it's an iComputer. Keith and the Girl has its 50th, 50,
dun, 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 dun,
body modification. That got KATG and on our honor tattooed on the inside of his bottom lip.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
I'll pass this butte around.
It looks beautiful.
The better to suck you with, my dear.
He's eating your clit. You look down. It's us.
Can I show this?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
So yeah, we're going to post this, obviously, keithandthegirl.com. You look at show notes and pics, and you can get all the show notes and pictures for all the episodes.
This thing is on such a delay, I don't know if I did it. Wait, is this a man or a woman? I'm not trying to be mean. It's just
it's a rough picture in his defense, but it's a guy.
Okay.
Dear Keith and Chemda, today I got my first tattoo ever inside my lip, says KATG. I've recently spoke to Keith about this, and I did get it done. It looks awesome. I attached a picture file. However, I'll have some better ones for you right away. This one was done by myself. Hope you guys like it. Jesse, 19, from Ohio.
So that's Jesse?
That's Jesse.
Even an androgynous name. I'm loving this.
You like this guy?
Yeah, I do. Wait. Okay, yes.
This guy, girl.
It's the first one inside the mouth.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Other ones, of course, include brandings. Somebody got two people, actually. A guy and a girl couple got... what was it? A black light tattoo. It's a tattoo you can only see when you run a black light over it.
See, that's one that should be on the inside of the mouth because it's so dark in there.
Okay.
Just slinging some logic your way, Keith.
Well, there you go. Number 50.
Congratulations.
Right? Yeah. It's awesome.
Are you guys tatted up?
No, neither one of us has a tattoo at all.
What does that say to your fans?
We would never do that.
Right.
Well, it says that we're not pretentious. I think it'd be very weird if I had my name on me.
No, but we don't have tattoos at all. We're not against tattoos. We just have never thought of something to do. Like, we both have thought of a tattoo, have thought of a location for a tattoo, but nothing came
to us yet. You put the fans, just write the fans on you guys. You know, as a way to give the love back. They all put you guys just write the fans somewhere.
I kind of like it.
My friend Ken has a stupid cousin who got a tattoo of his own name spelled wrong.
No, come on.
Uh-huh.
His last name is like Totterton. It's something like ending in T-O-N, and they spelled it T-E-N. And he pointed it out to his cousin.
No.
Come on.
He's
actually mentally retarded, and this is the saddest story we've ever heard.
He's not mentally retarded, is he?
The cousin is stupid, that's all.
He really needs a test.
It's probably like 70, you know, it's like that borderline Forrest Gumpy area.
That's horrible.
Like, it has to be. How do you not... If your name is Totterton, you're probably retarded. That just sounds like a retarded name.
Oh, yeah, it's Totterton. Yeah. That was it.
Tartterton. I'm going to write a cartoon
from Tartsville Tard.
Should we let them go be on their own? It sounds like they're doing some foreplay shit now.
I'm just watching, yeah.
You have slept with him.
I keep telling you.
Is there no one I can get to first?
Oh, shit.
Have there been more than two that you guys have in common?
No, there's only one.
We should go through the list.
There's two?
No,
yeah, there's Victor
there's
and
two.
Mike.
What two?
Well, Mike.
Yeah. Oh, right. Well, one. Yeah. I forgot that.
I'm beginning to be suspicious now.
Remember?
You didn't really sleep with Mike.
Remember that thing we said?
I liked it. I'm like, who did I sleep with? Totterton.
Can you remind me?
It was in Iraq, so you can't sue.
Keith is losing his shit. Don't you love that he turns bright ass red when he laughs that hard?
So just to make sure I understand, you guys were laughing with me at least half the time, right? Is that
Michael will never own that.
So it's time to go. Okay,
Mike, when you have to ask for it, it's definitely not the case.
We were laughing with you half the time, but the other half.
That's a good impression.
Thank you.
I thought it was me. That was Keith, everybody.
I thought Mike was talking, and he was making your mouth move. You guys should go on the road as a ventriloquist act.
Where Keith sits on my lap.
Where Keith sits on my lap.
They're going to think that you're the dummy. All right, seriously. Okay. Seriously. I have an important news story before we leave.
Oh.
All right. It's happened in Australia.
Computer.
A Darwin man has opened a
Is it funny when something calls itself itself? Like a dog's just like, dog, dog.
That'd be hilarious.
He's not even trying jokes anymore. He's just making references. Here's a story in Australia. Horror movie. All right. There was one. Okay.
I horror movie. I robot. Go on.
A Darwin man has opened a bag of chips, and he only found one inside. This is news.
Wait, okay. A Darwin man? Is a Darwin a place now? Also?
Yeah, Darwin, Australia.
Okay. Oh, okay.
A Northern Territory news reporter says that Phil Jackson, 54 years old, bought cheese rings and brought them to work with him. He opened the bag. He's ready to eat them. There's only one.
How do you get in the news for that?
Breaking news.
Because it's a really big irony. His
How
name
do you
is
prove
Phil.
This?
But
that sounds like something I'd do. Be like, there's only one. After I ate them. Wait, who ate all my... That sounds like the dumbest trying to like get away with something for free ever.
What happened?
He could only eat just one, after all.
There you go.
I was devastated, he said. I put it down. I brought it back down to the grocery store, the GFC. Money's tight. Times are hard.
Oh, my God.
The innocent snack attack victim had got them at a large variety pack from Kohl's supermarket. Oh, Kohl's. I don't know what the GFC is. Got it from Kohl's supermarket. Kohl's spokesperson said he'll get a replacement pack, so no worries. We certainly aren't in the business, he says, of giving people a single cheese ring in the packet. That'd be crazy. News would get out.
This is riveting.
News would get out, he said to the reporter.
Mr. Jackson was philosophical, saying the day before he had gone to KFC to get a 5-piece wing pack, only to find 6 pieces inside. He said, what you lose on the hurdy-gurdy, you pick up on the roundabout.
He did not say this.
That's what he said, supposedly.
News got out.
News did.
So anyway, we got this 50th tattoo thing.
Right.
I kind of feel like we should all go to KFC now. They're giving out free pieces of chicken.
Is that what I heard?
I think you run the risk of getting a 4 out of 5 right. instead now.
Well, only in Darwin, folks. Only in Darwin.
That place needs to evolve some more chips.
You liked that one for real, Keith.
No, I liked it because I know that it's been in his head since I said Darwin, man.
Mike, take the credit.
Fair enough.
MikeKaplan.com. That's your website. You have everything on there. You have your CD people can order. You have stand-up clips on there. You have news clips, people talking and praising you.
About potato chips.
Mm-hmm. Everything's there.
The news gets out.
Mike's such a big deal.
He's a big deal.
MYQ Kaplan.
That's right.
My head's on straight, though.
And Mike and Fox, you rate things sometimes. Thank you so much, guys.
That's okay. I assume everyone already knows about my blog if they're listening to your radio show.
Why don't you let us know anyway?
MikaFox.blogspot.com. That's M-Y-K-A. Fox.blogspot.
When was the last time you updated?
Yesterday.
Mm. Are you guys still at Blogspot War?
I've conceded defeat.
I was like, I'll let him.
She lets me concede defeat.
Yeah.
But people read Micah's blog way more than they read mine, and I only update mine every so often now. I'm much more on Twitter.
Well, you need the 140 character limit. She needs to really tell the truth.
Yeah.
I feel like such a winner right now. He has like way more like Twitter. Like he's like mastered it. He gets like 50, you know, new followers a day, and like just, you know, ridiculous. But as long as 3 people like the truth.
You should.
I've won somehow.
You should make like a supplement to her blog. She spends a lot of time working on, you know, her jokes and crafts the story, and then you just flip the script with a word or two.
That's very similar to our. It's a like I'll say like a million interesting things, and I'll say the one thing that encapsulates it in one sentence, and I'm just like, now we're just like, now what? You know, like then you said this hilarious thing. I came up with all of the ideas for it.
So he should Twitter his version of it, and then always add read more at
check out Micah's blog.
He would never talk about somebody else on his Twitter.
Ooh.
That's not true.
Has he ever friend Friday'd you?
Never. I friend Friday'd him.
Follow Friday?
I only put jokes in my Twitter. I don't do any of that other bureaucratic stuff. So
I have no friends, only words.
Friend is a word.
I have friends and word.
All right, check out their sites. And don't forget, of course, available pre-sale now, discounted price, our relationship book, What Do You Did? And you just get it, and that's
oh,
it.
Buy extra ones.
Buy all of them.
Buy extra ones, and then you can return it much later after they've already hit the bestseller list.
We did not endorse this.
They didn't endorse this, but I endorse this, and I think it's totally righteous to be
non-righteous.
We
do not want people to... I tell you what, I don't want a mass returning of the book, but buy the book. If you don't like it, you can return it. I guarantee you'll like it.
Everybody
How about
buy
that?
It.
Yeah. The book is called What Do We Do Now? It's a relationship advice book, and it's very hilarious.
Ooh, I just got a great idea.
All right.
You buy the book for your friend and give them a gift receipt. Then they can return it and get the book that they wanted to get, but meanwhile, it's up to your stats.
What the shit? Why isn't our book what people want?
No. It is, but like, if it's not, maybe you get that for
Here's
them too.
The way that you make the best out of your crappy book, okay?
Let's say you want to get them two books. You get one of them is the Keith and Hemda relationship, What Do We Do Now book. The other one is also that book, and then they're going to return it for a new book.
You know how most people want two books at a time.
Wait, why is that such a...
You might not be doing our PR work anytime soon, or our marketing.
And then they go, why did you give me two of the same book? You can return one. Because everybody likes a job as a gift.
I'm trying to help my friends.
Well, because it's like, I know you wanted the Keith and Hemda book, but I didn't know what you wanted for a second book. So you make the call.
Everybody just tell your friend to buy the book, because it's on discount right now for pre-sale. Micah?
Buy three.
I'll get around to it.
All right, thanks.
She won't even buy a book. If I find out you didn't buy a book after all this, I swear to God.
I'm going to buy her two.
I'm not going to return it, I swear. So you can't track that, can you?
Jesus. Way to look it up before you fucking announce it on my show.
Can you guys just buy us some books?
Goodbye. KeithandTheGirl.com